you know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This half hour is presented by Avalon HR, who's responsible to the content and opinions expressed during the show.
Come on, people matter. Smile on your brother. Everybody get together. Try to love one another right now.
Good morning and welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr, and we are joined by our friends from Avalon HR. We have Chip Wood. Good morning.
Hello. How are you?
I'm excited. This is our first time together on air.
Yeah, that's great. I've done some other things on air over here, but this is the first time representing Avalon.
Excellent. What other things have you done here?
Oh, I was a guest, I guess it was with Mike Wiggins, when Mike was hosting the morning show.
Love. That's, he is a fun guy.
He
right
is
there.
An exceptional fun guy. We had a great time that day.
That's excellent. And we're going to talk a little bit more about what you do at Avalon HR, but I don't want to ignore our beautiful lady across from us. Stacey Oren is here. Good morning, Stacey.
Good morning, and thank you.
Is this your first time?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Well, welcome. We're going to have a lot of fun. And we want to go ahead and invite you, if you want to be a part of the conversation today, 850-437-1620. So Avalon HR, right off the bat. Let's go ahead and, Chip, you know what? Why don't you tell everybody your role and what the mission of Avalon HR is?
Well, our mission basically, well, my title is I'm Vice President of Sales for Avalon. I've been with them for about approaching 12 years now. And I've been in the PEO business and the payroll business for approaching 21 years now. So it's been a very good business, but it's also one of those businesses that's always changing. It evolves daily into something else because there's so many regulations. I don't know how newbies in business can manage their business without having someone to lean on to do their payroll and regulations and everything that goes on, because every time that you turn around, there's a new rule coming up, there's a new law, there's something new. Just I think sometimes they do it just to trip people up. but
hey, I'm not gonna disagree with you.
No, but that's Stacy's department. She tries to keep all the rules level and keep everybody on an even keel. But Avalon is basically it's a family-run business, family-owned. Don Ryder started the business several years back, and his son Brian is now the CEO of the business, and Dana Jacobs is the CFO, and then I run the sales, and Stacy runs the HR department, and then we have the girls in the office, Janet, my wife, as well as Pam Wilson, and Ashley, and Doris, and who else? We've got all kind of folks.
We have a benefits specialist supporting me on the backside. That's AJ. And so we can bring a full service offering to your business for whatever you may need.
Right. And if there's anything we missed today, if there's anybody that wants to ask us questions, be sure and call us at the office, 850-475-1555. And you can ask us anything relating that we don't cover. We're going to try to do more shows than just today. And as we do that, that'll evolve into more questions, too. We could talk about payroll and the things of payroll for hours.
So you're literally like an outsourcing company for businesses who can focus on what they do, and you can focus on their human resources department. And then that means, Stacey, you're the HR of the HR everything. Like, that's mind-boggling, right?
Right, it is. If you need some advice on hiring, whether you can hire a minor, what they can and can't do, call me. If you've got a tricky disciplinary action situation, you can give me a call and I can walk you through that. If it's just you need to have an uncomfortable conversation with an employee and you don't want to do that, you've never done that, I can do it for you. I can be there with you. I can guide you through that. With the COVID climate the past year and a half, there's been tons of changes that impacted HR, leave, and things like that. We stay very up to date on those, and we can advise you what you can and can't do as far as COVID pay, vaccinations, things along that line. We are literally your partner and can be as involved or as uninvolved as you want us to be, walking through that landscape to figure out how to best handle your individual issues. And the big thing about us is if you call and have an HR question, you are going to talk to me. Or if it's a benefits question, my benefits specialist, we're not going to throw you off somewhere else. We're not going to ask you to wait, submit a ticket. You're going to get a live person available when you need us to take care of what you need taken care of.
That's an excellent reminder, too, because when you think of like outsourcing to other businesses, sometimes you're like, oh, am I going to talk to the person who's like, repeat after me, right? You're like, no, I said four, not 40,000. And so that's an excellent reminder. Like you said, Chip, this is a family owned business and right. You work with your wife. You guys get to hang out together, but that's fun too.
We've been doing that for 25 years.
So. That is so awesome. I love that. Some people can't do that. So that is very inspiring actually. And Stacy, you mentioned you guys navigate through a lot of changes at Avalon HR with being able to help people in this climate, which across the board, like you said, from COVID to continual legislation changes in insurances and coverage and even with minimum wage.
Right. And we've got some minimum wage changes coming up here in Florida in September. So,
oh, we do.
Yes, ma'am. We sure do.
So, how is that going to impact businesses as a whole?
Well, it's obviously the minimum wage is going up. So that affects your hourly employees, that affects your tipped employees because the tip credit side of that is increasing as well. And we can, you know, help you look at how that is going to impact your business, what to expect, when that exactly goes into effect, how it's going to affect your payroll, your taxes, and different things like that. We're literally that partner that's going to be there, like I said, to walk you through each step. If you've got a question, how does this affect my business specifically? We will address that no matter what arena you're in, be it the restaurant industry, if you're in the entertainment industry, car construction, auto, boat fabrication, whatever you've got going on, we can help you.
You know, that is one of the interesting things about this business. I get a chance to see all different types of businesses, whether it be boat manufacturing or someone that is just doing something else, or construction, or anything. So it's an interesting look, and it's also one of those type things that you try to help people with navigating a lot of these issues. One of the big things nowadays is salaried people that are exempt from workers' compensation and overtime laws to people that get confused by that. And they hire people and they say, well, you're salaried. Well, they're not, they can be salaried, but they're not exempt from overtime. Depends on the situation. And people will have a tendency to get that blown out of proportion sometimes. So
you can kind of, you can be the middleman pretty much.
Yeah,
so there's not a war at the job. You can help come in with the logistics, with the legalities, and the correct information to help them in those sometimes stressful situations, like you mentioned before, Stacy, too, right? You have to have that awkward, you know, you just like, okay, I really don't want to do this. I don't want that conversation with your employee or with your boss, and they can go to you and kind of be able to get some help walking through all of that as well. Like, hey, I saw that there was this, you know, change when it comes to my pay or my overtime or my time off. You guys can help their conversation go a little bit more smoothly, correct?
Absolutely. We can give you the things to say and the things not to say, which are sometimes just as important. Even though some people get in their minds that, you know, Florida is a right-to-work state, which means you or the employer can terminate that relationship at any time, there are still steps that you need to protect yourself to make sure that you are terminating someone properly, that you don't get into a discrimination issue or some other issue that you never even thought about. So call us. You know, we'll tell you, like I said, the things to say, the things to not say. If you don't want to have that conversation yourself, we'll be happy to do it for you. We'll come on site, talk to your employees. whatever the situation may be. When COVID first started last year, we had an employer that had to lay off every single person on their staff. Mm-hmm. We provided unemployment information for packets for each employee. We went out and had that conversation with the employees. This is what to expect. This is what to expect when you get called back to work, and what to expect in the meantime. So we can literally guide you through, you know, every step of your process from hiring through the very end, and how to best evaluate those employees, how to take care of the odd off disciplinary action. Whatever you need us to do, we'll be there and happy to do it with you.
And you know, the employers, that's on the employee side. On the employer side, we were helping the employers get the PPP loans to continually pay people.
Yeah.
And now that that's pretty much over, now we've got the employee retention credits for the COVID. So we can help the employers retain the credits. You know, it's paperwork. It's all paperwork. But by us doing the payroll, we have the paperwork. And we do this for the employer because a lot of them just can't navigate around all the rules and regulations.
Excellent. Hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to your Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. And in studio today, we have Chip Wood and Stacey Oren. They're with Avalon HR. So if you're a business owner and you don't want to go through the hassle of hiring your own HR department, going through all that, making sure you have the proper staff, they can relieve that pressure, that stress from you. And if you have a question for them, 850-437-1620. We do have a question that comes in right now. It says, how big of a business do you service? I guess, what is the biggest business? Do you have a max out?
No, we really don't. We can service any company that has two employees up to 200 employees, 500 employees. We can cover all of it because the rules don't change for the little guy as much as the big guy. So they're all
that's
the same.
That's true. And that's the thing, is are there different laws that apply to smaller businesses than to larger businesses that you guys have to navigate through?
There are a few when it comes to their benefits and things like that, but overall payroll, taxes, things like that, they're pretty much the same.
All right. Yep. And then you just mentioned benefits too. As a company, I can't even imagine as a business owner, which I've never been, to be honest, trying to figure out like a benefits package, which insurance company will take on your business. You guys do that as well?
Absolutely. Yes. And the thing we bring to the table is, because you're joining a PEO relationship, we have master policies and plans that your employees can come under. So if it's just two employees, we can bring them and offer them insurance coverages you as a business owner with two folks probably couldn't do. So we have all kinds of options, from health benefits, dental, vision, supplementary products, life insurance. It's a full service benefit offering that we can provide to your employees.
Another thing also is we are IRS certified. Very few PEOs are IRS certified. What this means is we have to have internal audits on our stuff for the IRS. I think it's every 6 months. And that's a heavy thing to have done to your business, but we do it to keep the certification. And the certification with the IRS, it's a pass through to the employer, so they can take advantage and make sure that we don't do anything wrong, and we don't, but if we did, the employer that we're doing this for would not be held accountable. It all falls back to us. In the state and the federal eyes, we are the employer of record.
Okay.
Though it's a co-employment relationship.
Okay, that makes sense. So you're covering them, you're getting yourselves covered, everybody's covered. It's like that continual
everyone's
umbrella.
Covered.
Different layers.
Yes, lots of layers to it. Hey, here's another question that is coming in. You guys are Avalon HR. Do you service Santa Rosa County businesses? So I guess which areas do you,
oh, absolutely,
you service?
I have clients in Michigan. So
you don't have to be here in Pensacola. We can service you in Alabama, Georgia, throughout the state of Florida, Nevada.
Wow. Yeah, we're pretty much all over the Texas is a big, we have a
Texas
lot of clients in Texas.
Wow, that is too cool.
But you have to know the rules and regulations for every state.
That's true.
Every state has different unemployment tax rates.
What is the most different state compared to Florida? Is that a, that's an on-the-spot question.
No, that's good. I mean, there's just different states that have different rules.
Yeah.
Mississippi has a different set of rules.
Really?
Yes, and Georgia has a different set of... Everybody has different sets of rules, and you just have to be experts in knowing what those rules are to make sure that you adhere to all their laws.
That's one of the big things we run into is, depending on where the employee's located and paid from, there's different laws when they have to receive their last paycheck. Sometimes it's the day their employment ends. Sometimes it's the next regular payroll cycle, and that varies from state to state. So we stay on top of that for you, make sure you don't get yourself in trouble with that remote employee out somewhere that you're like, oh, they need to be paid today for their last day of employment. We look after that for you. We'll make sure that you are taken care of and it is done properly.
Alabama is another good example. They have a state income tax. So by them having a state income tax where Florida does not have one, that means if you work, we'll say, at a restaurant in Florida, but yet you live just across the line in Alabama, well, then you have to figure out they have to pay their state unemployment.
Really?
So by doing that, we have what we call an A-4, which is an Alabama form. They have to fill that out. So we have to do withholding for that person for the state of Alabama, or they can wait and pay it all at the end of the year.
Do people try to do that, though? Now that you just like sparked something in my brain, do people try to get around that? I mean, it would make sense.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time.
Wow.
And Alabama is another state where you have to do what they call e-verify.
And what's that?
You have to verify every employee that is working in the state of Alabama. You have to make sure that they have all the proper credentials verified through Homeland Security, whereas Florida, you don't have to do that.
Oh, you have to make all those legalities line up. I see what you're saying. That's it. But it makes sense. It's so funny. Well, short story. When I lived in New Jersey and worked, I was pregnant with probably my first or second child. And it was a smaller business, less than 15 people. And the rules there were totally different than anything here. So they could, they didn't have to give you any kind of...
FMLA.
Nothing.
Right.
Nothing. There was no law set in place, no legalities for that. So when I had to go have my baby, you didn't get paid, you didn't go, and you had to return to work in 6 weeks unless you proved otherwise. Right. And so it's funny, then you come to Florida and people are like, I only get 8 weeks off. I'm like, are you getting paid? Yeah. I'm like, okay, don't start with me. You know, like, because
every state is different.
You just
bring your baby to work. They'll know real quick that you're for real.
Chip, did you ever bring any of your kids to work?
Actually, yes. Back many years ago when they were very, very young, my wife converted our office into a nursery.
Hey, so, there you go. Family business.
That was it.
You do what you got to do. And that just is a reminder, though, in life, like, things happen. You bring it full circle. Human resources sometimes is like, oh, we're going to human resources. Right, Stacy? You're thinking like, oh, somebody's in trouble. But really, it's resources for people, for individuals, so that they can have the best life possible, the best work experience possible. And that, like we mentioned before, all of those layers are covered and everybody is taken care of legally and also emotionally and physically too. What is the most difficult part of, I'm going to ask you, Stacy, of your job as, you know, covering human resources?
Probably the conversations and phone calls I get from employees that something has happened to and they're either panicking because they don't know what to do, or they, you know, in some way feel that they've been mistreated. And I just try to approach those with, I may not be able to give you the answer that you want, but I would like to think at the end of the conversation I've left you with some options and maybe solutions you didn't think of. Something here recently, people out with COVID, a lot of them weren't aware that they could get COVID pay and their employers could get a tax credit for that. So that was a happy surprise to the employee and the employer. It's like, hey, we can pay this person for you. You get a dollar for dollar tax credit. And, you know, that was a great thing. So it's about offering those solutions and just talk. I love interacting with the people. And like I said, I may not always be able to give you the answer you want, but I'm going to leave you with something, you know, something maybe you haven't thought of. And that works for the employee and the employer side. They'll call me and they're super stressed out about this employee situation. I was like, well, what about this? And they're like, oh, well, okay, I can do that. And I haven't thought about that. So that's those are the hardest conversations sometimes, but they're also the most rewarding and best conversations. When I can leave you with an option or a thought that you didn't think of that everybody can kind of live with at the end of the day, those are the best.
And that's an excellent point to bring up. You know, you just think about, you go to work, right? Everybody is in that setting every single day, including whoever the HR person is. You're continually seeing everybody. When you have that outside source, right, that they can come to you, they're kind of just seeing it from a different lens. You're not seeing it from the everyday surroundings. You're seeing it, okay, I hear your conversation. I hear what's happening within your business, within this relationship, this working relationship. Let's think about this other option. And so that's where Avalon HR can really come in and help navigate people in the HR realm to having the happiest employees, and then reminding employees what their benefits are and then what their options are. Bringing up, we just mentioned, you said the COVID pay, like you can get...
Yeah, they're tax retention credits. And,
okay.
And what the employer can, he can recoup money that he has paid out to these employees if his business has done X number of dollars and so forth and so on. And we do those comparisons. We do the paperwork actually basically for them. That's one of Dana's projects that she's been working on, as we go with each employer just trying to make sure that they understand these tax credits and that they can get them. And a lot of times they don't understand a lot of these things that are out there, and they're for them. And that's good. I mean, it's good that we can do that for people. I mean, it gives you a good feeling at the end of the day that you've actually helped somebody. Mm-hmm. A lot of times employers kind of get a bad rap because they don't understand, or they understand, but the employees do not understand what the employer has to go through to make sure they have an income.
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of steps to it. There's a lot of stress to it. And you just, like you mentioned too, with Avalon HR having to know every state because you service every state.
Yes.
And provide what you offer for everyone. My sister works HR in Michigan. She was like, everything is changing because a lot of things are being lifted. So now I have to go back in, and if an employee gets COVID, there is no more COVID pay. They removed that. So now there's changes. And it, like you mentioned before, those changes happen almost daily.
It's a daily thing.
I don't envy your job. Okay, I'm just gonna go ahead and say it, Stacey. I'm sorry. I really enjoyed doing this. I'm gonna stay with this. But you do some amazing work, and having to stay up on top of that. If you have a business, you don't want to deal with that. Again, they can come to you, look at the entire package as a whole, and then see how do they sign up? Do they get to talk to you over the phone if they're a business and they want to utilize your resources?
It's funny, you know, I tell employers all the time who are asking about our services and what we do, I tell them all the time, we do all the junk you don't want to do.
That's it. That is exactly
And that
it.
Really is. I mean, in a nutshell, that's really what it is. People don't understand if they miss, like when they're doing their own payrolls, and if they miss a tax deposit of the employee taxes and everything that goes in, your FICA, which is your Social Security and Medicare tax,
right,
your FUTA, which is your federal unemployment tax, your SUTA, which is the state unemployment tax, and then we do the workers' compensation, which is included in all of our services. If you miss one of those, the tax penalties can be tremendous.
Ooh.
If your payroll is large enough and you just miss your tax deposit by one day, it can be tens of thousands of dollars.
In penalties,
sure.
Oh, no.
And with us, well, you know, we have to pay them. But we're IRS certified, and if we're a day late, then we have to pay them. And the employer that we service doesn't have to worry about those things.
And that you abide by the same laws that you make sure everybody else abides by and helps keep them in check with.
Like, right.
It's a lot of moving pieces.
And we have a girl, Johnny Broxson, who handles all that in the office, and she makes sure those things are taken care of. Because if they aren't taken care of, then we have to pay them. So we don't want to do that.
Excellent. Hey, you know, we're wrapping up our time here, but Avalon HR wants to take care of you and your business. So where do they go to get more information?
They can give us a call at 850-475-1555. They're welcome to stop by the office at 100 South Pace Boulevard here in Pensacola, and there will always be someone available to talk to them on the spot and get them started in the right direction.
And if we, even if they are or are not going to be a client of ours, we still like to make sure they're on the right path.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, thank you. It's nice to meet you both. I'm sure I'll see you soon. Hey, stay tuned tomorrow. We're going to have the Garden Line for you.
News, talk, traffic, and weather. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola. It's 11 o'clock.
A murder suspect killed in a shootout with a